USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate is to begin today. The president and the administration calling it a hyper-partisan and baseless impeachment. Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate is taking issue with the Republican majority leader's proposed rules for the impeachment trial. New York Senator Chuck Schumer calling Mitch McConnell's rules a national disgrace.
McConnell is hell-bent on making it much more difficult to get witnesses and documents, and intent on rushing the trial through.
Police say the man who opened fire at a Kansas City, Missouri bar on Sunday night, where people were celebrating the Chiefs AFC Championship, was 29-year-old Jayron Swift. He killed one person before he was shot by a security guard. They say he had been denied reentry after getting into a fight at the club. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Local and federal law enforcement both getting a lot of praise and credit for keeping the peace at yesterday's huge gun rights rally in Richmond, Virginia. About 22,000 gun rights activists gathered in and around the state capitol. People from a number of states protesting tough new gun control proposals in that state. This participant telling reporters,
I don't want the government taking my rights, my liberty, my God-given rights to protect myself.
There were to be counter demonstrations, but they were canceled amid threats. Tesla's blasting customer complaints that its cars can suddenly accelerate on their own. It says the complaints are completely false and being led by an investor who's hoping to see Tesla's share price fall. The 127 complaints are in a petition filed by that investor who wants government regulators to investigate the alleged safety problem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Amtrak is dropping a demand that two wheelchair users pay $25,000 for a train ride that normally costs $16. A few weeks ago, Amtrak told a group of people in wheelchairs they'd have to pay the $25,000 to travel from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. There isn't room on the train for more than three people in wheelchairs, and the company said it would have to reconfigure the cars and could no longer absorb the cost. After a backlash, including from Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who lost her leg serving with the Army in Iraq, Amtrak yesterday reversed course, saying it will find a way to accommodate everyone. Prince's estate is dismissing wrongful death claims against Walgreens Pharmacy and a doctor who had prescribed pain medications for the artist before he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl in 2016. The dismissals likely result from legal settlements, which are often based on confidentiality. Baseball fans are paying close attention to Cooperstown, New York today. That's where the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced. Former New York Yankees captain Derek Jeter is considered to be a lock for induction. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled for July 26th in Cooperstown. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.